Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Anderson's on the hotline right now. What's up, PA?
What's up, PA? How are you, bud?
Listen, just escaped Miami. I mean escaped Miami. Drove down there. You know, Jack's down there at St. Thomas University playing baseball. So their season, their fall season just wrapped up. So I went down there and spent a couple of days with him, and I'm on my way back to Tampa now.
But, is he pitching?
Miami traffic.
He was playing infield when I saw him in high school.
Corner infielder. I'll tell you, he had a really good fall down there, a really good fall. The program is huge. You know, they've got basically, you know, the varsity team, and then they've got a developmental squad that they basically treat like the minor leagues. You know, right. You're down there performing well, they'll call you up, and that's exactly where Jack started, you know, as a true freshman. But he was one of two true freshmen that got called up and got some time with the varsity at the end of fall camp. So he had a really good camp. Saw him do some individual workouts and some things yesterday. Had a couple of nice days with him, but then had to get out. You can only be in Miami for so long.
And he played. He played what? Yeah. He played at Gilmore and St. Ignatius, right?
Yeah, Gilmore, and then transferred to St. Ignatius for his final two years.
Gotcha. I want to get in. You want to talk high school for a little bit? I was excited to hear that you want to talk some high school. Is that true?
Well, it is true. It is true because they're big game tonight, right? Big game.
Which team?
There's a lot. And Akron Hoban.
Yeah, it's going to be.
That's the big one.
I've had Walsh the last 2 weeks, and I mean Marty Tobin has just been on a tear. That kid, he had 300 plus all-purpose yards in the first half alone. Austin Todd Fitch didn't even know what hit him, and they've got some really good players. And David Turnowski, who's their regular quarterback, was out. Ben Beal ended up taking over last week, and I wonder if Turnowski is going to come back. I watched him throw last week, but that Tobin kid can play.
Well, listen, really interesting about Marty Tobin. I know his father, Ryan Tobin. I've been friends with him for a long time, and it's funny. It doesn't surprise me that he is that kind of guy. When you say Austin Town Fitch didn't know what hit him, that kind of sounds like his dad. I'll give you a story. So we used to, back in the day, we used to go Christmas shopping.
Okay.
And by shopping, I meant it was more of a decision between a Pilsner, a lager, an IPA, a stout, maybe some bourbon. That kind of Christmas shopping.
I thought you were going to Walmart and said, hey, just so you know, you can buy official Major League Baseball gloves here at Walmart and use them during spring training. I'm just saying.
You can't. Well, that did happen.
I know.
But that was the kind of Christmas shopping that we were talking about.
That's good shopping.
I think it started out with the original crew that they actually were going to go Christmas shopping and stopped and had an adult beverage along the way. But then it just morphed into kind of like the guys would get together around the holidays and then hang out. And let's just say that his dad, that Marty's dad, Ryan, he was the enforcer. There wasn't going to be a whole lot of acting up if he was around. So he kept things calm. He kept things good. And I'm not saying acting up with our group. I'm saying acting up by some other group. He was the muscle, if you will. So it doesn't surprise me that his son is, giving people too much to handle also.
Oh, I get it. I mean, they've got some really good kids on that. They've got a ton of D1 kids. Caden Carter's on that team. Grant Pulsak plays there. Cade Romanini's, the kid is gigantic. Caleb Buckner, Dario Jarris, all these names off the top of my head from last week after calling, calling those games. All right, so, and by the way, that's going to be a great game because, you know, Hoban beat them earlier in the season. So, I mean, there are a lot of great games tonight, but that's one I've got my eye on. So, I want to see it. Good luck to both those teams tonight and to all of our other teams that are out there. I'm not calling a game this week. I have
been. You're not calling a game.
Yeah, I'll be
this
back
week.
For the state finals, but. I don't even think I'm not. I'm just doing sidelines and some stuff like that.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
In a way, as I drive back to Tampa and start to hack into my TV, you know, and you try to figure out a way, where would I find that game?
All of those games are on Spectrum. So as Spectrum Stream or Spectrum over the air. So they have the rights for all these games throughout the playoffs, and it's kind of cool. I mean, they're doing almost. I think they did 25 games the first week, so it's actually neat. Some of the calls are like radio calls. Jamal White and I have done a couple of these games already, so we have a really good time doing them. He's not, you know, he's from California, so he's kind of he gives you more on the game stuff. I try to get a little bit deeper into the stories of the kids. All right, speaking of stories, sure. Let's get to the Browns. Your thoughts on Shedeur Sanders getting a start this week?
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm anxious to see, to watch, to, you know, maybe not to see. It's almost like I don't know how to even describe it. You know, I'm not holding out any hope they're going to win the game or anything like that, but I am anxious to see, you know, what he was going to bring to the table. Because I'll be honest with you, when he came in last week, you know, here they're playing their tails off. You know, against the Ravens, and they really have a chance to beat these guys. And I thought that would have been huge. They've got the lead. Gabriel's out, and here he comes. Okay, let's see what the kid can do. And I think what we saw was the whole reason why, as everybody has been clamoring for him to play, Stefanski has been adamant that he was going to stick with Gabriel. And I think we saw why. I mean, it was shocking how poor it was. So whatever. Now you're getting first team reps. You've got a full week of practice, and let's see if it looks any difference. That's what I see if it looks any different, and that's what I'm interested in watching to see is it more of the same, or with a full week of reps and a full week of preparation, this is starting to look a little bit better. I think that's probably what everybody's looking for.
If you're Tommy Rees in the Browns, BA, what are you doing to make life easier on him?
Activate myself and go down and play because Tommy Rees is probably the best QB in the building. No, too soon? Too soon?
No. That card was played at the right time.
Oh, well played.
I think that you probably want to simplify things. You know, everybody talks about, well, easy reads and all that stuff. Well, the defense knows that, too. They know that they're going to try to probably simplify things for Shedeur, especially after last week where he gets thrown in and, you know, the 7-step drops becomes a 17-step drop and holding on to the ball and drifting and all the things that they were talking about him coming out of college, the things that he needed to clean up and work on. And so I think that if I'm the Raiders, I'm turning my guys loose. I mean, I'm going to send some blitz packages at him that he's maybe never seen before, and I'm going to try to pressure him, and I'm going to get him to try to hold out of the ball too long. And Rees, of course, is going to try to design plays and schemes for him to get the ball out of his hand quick. I mean, that's going to be the game. Who executes it at a higher level?
All right. So let me ask you this. And you tell me, and I think you can get this from a baseball standpoint too. Alex Wright gets a 3-year extension, 3 years, $33 million, 21.5 guaranteed. What does that tell you about the general manager? Does that mean that Andrew Berry has, you know, been saying, okay, go ahead, let's keep planning this team because you're going to be around at the end of the season? Or would you have waited to let the next general manager take care of business?
Well, that's what you don't understand. That's what you don't know. I was surprised about that, too, when I saw that. I'm like, that's interesting timing. And that would indicate you're only signing the player to that deal if you're getting the nod and the go-ahead from ownership. So if they're allowing you to go out and still, you know, sign guys to multi-year deals for really good money, then you would have to assume at this point that he's going to be around. You're right. I mean, I would think so. If you're allowing him to make those kind of decisions and you're okaying them, time will tell, I guess, and we'll see how the season, you know, finishes out. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting timing myself.
You think Andrew Berry's done enough to keep that gig?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big B.A.
Oof. You know, here's the thing. I don't know what else is out there. You know, I know that they have missed horribly on quarterbacks. I mean, forever. You know, they struck, you know, they had, when they brought in Flacco a couple of years ago, and he went on that run that he did and got the team into the playoffs. You know, you lightning in a bottle right there. That was awesome. But that's not obviously going to be a long-term fix. And so it all goes back to the Deshaun Watson move. You know, I hate the way that they ran Baker out of town. I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of different reasons why, but they used that season, that off season that he had, as far as accuracy goes and everything else. But that was also the year that he played with the left shoulder that had been knocked out of socket. What, in week two? And we've talked about this before. Anybody that throws something for a living knows if your front side, especially your front side shoulder, is compromised, your accuracy is not going to be the same. Remember, he had a brace, you know, that he played with, or whatever that thing, that contraption that he had, that, you know, which didn't even allow him to get his arm up to create leverage. Well, yeah, your accuracy is going to be a little bit off, but that was the excuse that they used to move away from him so they could go get Deshaun Watson, and it's been an absolute train wreck ever since. And so, you know, the most important position, you know, in football, most of, you know, he has continued to whiff on that position. So, you know, I don't know. It's not my decision to make on that, but I know that those decisions, starting with Deshaun Watson, have set this organization back. Oh, by the way, all the while, you're wasting seasons of elite defensive play. And that's what's sad, because by the time if and when they do ever figure out the offense, it'll be the defense that has fallen apart. Guys have gotten too old. Guys have moved on. You know, it'll be that. And so then you're going to have to win every game 41-38.
All right, B.A., I got to ask you, because I mean, while we got you on, I got to talk baseball with you. So tell me, do Manny and do Omar get in this year? And Manny's in his last year. He had 37% of the vote last year.
What do you got to get to, what, 75?
I think that's what it is. Isn't that right, Dan? I think it's 75.
Yeah, it's 75.
So Manny's at 34.3, and he's in his last year. And then Omar is at 17.8. At one point, I think he was in the 30s or 40s and was trending in the right direction. He's ninth. Do either one of these guys have a shot?
It's going to be tough. That's a huge jump. And especially if you're Omar and you know, you've been giving up percentages, you know, points. Yeah. I mean, you're moving in the wrong direction. I would say definitely no on that one, just because of that trend.
Yeah.
Manny at 34 plus, whatever he's at, that's a huge jump. Now, I will tell you this. I think that the first ballot Hall of Famers coming in, there's nothing there. And I shouldn't say nothing. They're all good players. But, I mean, there's no, like, lockdown, okay, this guy's for sure going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think so at all. So that maybe frees up votes for, you know, a guy like Manny. But again, that's a huge jump. To be at 34, again, and some change after all of those years, and then expect to get to 75 in your last year, I think that's a huge ask. I don't think so. I think Veterans Committee, I think that he'll end up being one of those guys. Well, I will tell you this, during the course of my career, I got a chance to play with a lot of really, really good players, on both sides, pitching and hitting. And I'll never forget Curt Schilling telling me that Manny Ramirez, and Curt Schilling is a baseball savant, and he is a baseball, he pays attention as well as anybody. And he told me that Manny Ramirez was the best right-handed hitter that he ever played with, that he ever saw.
Wow.
He's the only hitter I've ever seen who I think was a better hitter when he had two strikes on him. He was amazing.
Yeah, well, and you know what? We all know Manny. he was a guy that I'd get call up. I'd get call up for a start, maybe two starts, and he would steal things out of my locker. He would take my son. I'm like, Manny, you're a franchise. You're an iconic player in this franchise. You can go probably ask Tony Amato for some socks. You don't have to take mine out of my locker. I'm going to be here for another 15 minutes. Let's go.
Hey, do you have any good stories you could share? A Manny story that you're allowed to share without getting in trouble? Other than that,
I'd have to think about it. Other than taking stuff out of my locker, he was just one of the most aloof guys you've ever been around. Who, when you put him in a batter's box and you gave him a bat, was as good as you're ever going to see in your lifetime. It's just remarkable. And even defensively, what was the play where he was the left fielder and he was cutting balls off in the outfield with Boston? He marched to the beat of a different drummer. That's all. But he could get in the batter's box and do things that most humans on this planet forever have not been able to do. He was that good. But he was also that aloof, and you never knew. Well, I shouldn't say that you never knew what you were going to get with him. I don't know how to describe it more than that's the word that comes to mind is aloof. And great guy, great teammate, but just, he was out there.
Last panel of the roof of the trap got installed.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, what's happening with that, man?
Well, here's what's funny. That's so funny you say that, because I was watching them do that on my drive down to Miami. I had not been down anywhere near the Trop. Obviously, with us playing the games at Steinbrenner, I don't have any business to do or to take care of in St. Petersburg. So I had not been down there. And I was driving down on the way to Miami, and I saw it, and I'm like, wow, that looks really, really good. And apparently, now that last panel is in place, they can go to, which they already have been, but they can really get to work on the guts of that stadium now. And from everything that I have heard, from people that are in the know, that they are going to, get this done, that they're ahead of schedule, that they're talking about having this thing wrapped up at the end of February, which is before really, spring training games really even get going. I mean, they've got the whole month of March to kind of put their, for the new ownership. I know that they've teased some upgrades. Really don't know what it's going to be. But new ownership has teased some upgrades in the Trop, and that'll give them that final month to be able to go out and do that. So I'll be anxious to see what it looks like. But from everything I've heard, it's going to be done and ready to go when it's time for the Rays to play their first home game, which, by the way, they started us to make sure that they tried to get it ready. They started us on a three-city road trip at the beginning of the season. So I don't think our opener is not until, second week of April, maybe. I mean, it's whatever. We played the first nine games of the season are on the road. We wanted to make sure that it was going to get done. But I heard that it's going to be ahead of schedule. For Tropicana Field, it's going to be really nice. So we'll see.
Outstanding. B.A., have a good – are you coming home for the holidays or no? Are you here or Florida?
Florida. I'll be in Florida. I'll get home at some point. But probably for Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'll be down in Florida with the kids, and then probably peel out up that way after the first of the year.
All right. Well, we'll see you when you come back up, but we'll talk to you next week, too. So hopefully we'll talk to you next week. B.A.,
all right, boys.
We will talk to you soon. Always enjoy the conversation.
Talk soon, dude.
Thanks, man.
Sounds good. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Brian Anderson, super friend of the show on the Fan.
No.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.